chosen the right time and the right place to join in an interactive program geared towards our youth and young adults from ages 12 to 35.
This is Rescued Radio.
Sponsored by Sanctuary Adult Program and JC's Home Healthcare, we invite parents, relatives, church leaders, and the community to help as we prepare to deal with issues facing our young people today. First, we have to be willing to listen to them as they search for answers to controversial topics. Each week, we will listen, then address those tough issues as we work together to provide solutions that will empower and equip them to deal with the ills of society. Now, prepare to be a part of this broadcast as we welcome your calls and participation. Gather your young people around the radio and get ready for Rescued Radio with your host, Sean Ward, and co-host, Hernandez Union.
What's up, man? It's your boy Sean A plus Ward, man. This what's up, man. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Chitlin' Day. Happy You're gonna be broke by next
really?
Week.
Really?
If you're not already.
What's up, man? You listen to Rescue Nation Radio. This your boy Sean A plus Ward, man. We wanna say Merry Christmas to everyone out there, man. We hope that you're getting your shopping in and having a great old time. That's right. Put some cookies on the table so Santa Claus could come through. And
Santa Claus?
Yeah, Santa Claus. But it's not really Santa Claus. It's your parents that'll be. Oh, I just messed up a little kid.
No.
Mom, there's no
years, kids. Mess up the dreams.
Mom, that's no Santa Claus. No, your mom got a job. Your dad got a job. Hey, unless they're playing one at the mall. You know what I'm saying? And so what's right. up, y'all, man? You listen to Rescue Nation Radio. This your boy, Shawnee Plus Ward, man. And we in here with Shamika. I thought what's I was about up, to do the show up? By myself today. I was ready. You know
I was
what I'm saying?
Praying that traffic down. Yeah, Lord.
You know. People are irresponsible. You know, she got that Hernandez spirit.
Oh, no. For the first time, I was doing something with my mother. So
shouts out to her mom, man. She was sick this week, man. Our prayers go out to her.
Thank you.
We thank God for her. She's such a great woman.
Thank you.
Hey, man. What's the number one gift this year? You know, what are you getting your family and friends? I went shopping and got all my friends' gifts and... I still got to go shopping right after this, I believe. Yeah, I got a couple of things. I got to get Mama Duke something. I got something for my mother that I'm keeping my eye on it, that it's going to be real nice. Man,
the Galleria was nasty packed. Ooh. If you just drive, all you got to do is drive down 64 and you look out and you see just cars all the way lined up all the way to the back. They
That's
might as well
go
be parking on the street.
Don't tell the secret.
Oh, yeah. But my secret
not
is I tell you where it's not crowded.
Don't repeat it.
Front neck. That's where I shop.
Maybe not for black folk.
I love front neck. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to front neck. That's my mall.
Yeah, and man.
I got a tight blazer from front neck this past Friday. Man, I'm going to kill it for New Year's Eve. My going out service. My last New Year's Eve at Greater Pentecostal Church of God, man. My last one. So coming soon. Rescue Church. So, hey, we're excited, man. So, hey, what's going on, Shamika? How you doing? You get all your shopping done?
Majority of it, yeah. I'm normally done in October, so this year I'm like, I slacked off.
You're
really
slacker.
Bad.
You're an underachiever.
Underachiever? Let's just say I got really busy and, yeah.
Underachiever, man.
No, for the first time.
All the team got yours done, man?
I'm a struggling black man. Do you think gifts is going to happen at this time?
You could make something.
That sure could. That's true.
Check this out. This is a problem I have with
that's
people.
That's true.
And gifting, your gifts doesn't always have to deal with your gifts doesn't always have to deal with, you know, the purchase of something. You can always make something. You know, if you don't have the resources to purchase, you can say, hey, I'm gonna get this paper here, and if someone don't accept what you make them, I mean, their whole intentions or their whole concept of being a blessing to someone is out of whack.
It's a thought.
It just lead to that too. You know what I'm saying? They're just crying all the time.
Oh, it's really the thought that counts.
Right, exactly.
And
exactly.
The reason for the season, not the gifts, not the 50% off at Express and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, and that's all it is, man. You just got to be a blessing to someone, you know. And that's what you want to do. My mom was like, what do you want for Christmas this year? I said, I don't want anything for real. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool. I think I'm going to just stay at home this Christmas, being a single black man, you know, stay at home this Christmas and just enjoy myself and cook something for myself, watch a lot of television, rent some movies, you know, and just have fun by myself. You know
what I'm saying? What country you from?
Well, my daughter, she'll come through. You know what I'm saying? I got her something. But, you know, shouts out to Janae. You know, but I just do that. You know, Shamika, she'll be out of town. So
actually.
Oh, you suck. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you changed your plans. Yeah.
Oh, I don't think my plans changed on my account. I think they changed on my father's account.
But still go see him, man. You know.
It might be a reversed role.
Oh, he's coming here.
It may be.
Awesome. You know,
it's even
got
better, man.
Cooler dad, you know, huh?
So that's better. You come, yeah. Come see you.
Come see you for a change, because you're always going to see him. So that's good stuff, man. Great dad, you know. But yeah, that's my plans for. Then I'm going to the show late on that night by myself. Then
yeah, Hernandez going to go to Honey Baked Ham. You know.
Yeah. Well, they haven't test samples there. I'm going to take some samples.
You're going to have another flashback of Thanksgiving. Anytime I'm
right.
sick.
Get the sweats.
I'm sick. I was wondering, can you take that whole ham and put it in between two pieces of bread?
I don't know, man.
Man, y'all silly. How silly is this, man? But dog, I hear the bell.
Wait, no, you talked about food and that brought him in.
Oh, my God. Did she really say that?
Honey baked ham was the killer.
Oh, my God. Did she really just say that?
Yes, I did.
Arlington, did you hear what she just said? She said we talked about food and that brought him in. Is that him?
Boom. Yes, it is.
Wow. She's a prophetess.
Let's see if he's dressed like the android today.
He's not even here to defend himself.
He will be in just a second.
Yeah. He's not dressed like an android today. No. Listen, so my question is to you today.
Kool-Aid!
People don't want to know how I'm dressed.
See, I don't like that. I didn't say nothing. She said it.
She always saying something.
Hey. Oh my God!
2013, Shamika finna come out with just a roast on.
Shamika's coming out. This is her year. This is her moment. But seriously, all jokes aside, I just want to know what you guys are doing for the holidays. It's not about really Christmas. I believe it's more about family and getting together with family and really just enjoying yourself. It's hurtful for this time of year that some people they just break the bank to try to impress or try to money. They try to break the bank, but I mean I'm a big gifter. I try to treat someone like I want to be treated, so you don't get the dollar store gifts, you know what I'm saying? I at least try to spend a nice amount on you, but some people just take the wrong context or the wrong idea of Christmas. And it's a shame that most kids, we got to remember that we have people out there that are suffering that can't enjoy gifts and enjoy the season. I mean, even with food wise, just to have dinner and stuff like that. I'm one thing about speaking about food, not just because you came in, Hernandez, but think about food is because this is what she said. She said that, we start talking about hams and stuff and like, oh, I bet Hernandez coming in. You ring the doorbell.
Arlington brought up honey baked ham. If you are
wise, you'll listen to me. Corporates, and those are people you be taking up for all the time.
What?
You know what I'm saying, bro?
You take up for me.
No, he's my cyber bully. You forgotten.
Oh, yeah, he's a cyber bully. Yeah, Kurt said the same thing about him. My friend Kurt, he has a program for guys and said that.
Oh, Kurt. What's up, Kurt?
Yeah.
Don't be a hater.
See? Leave my boy alone.
Yeah, trying to punk Kurt, man.
Ain't nobody doing nothing to that dude. Kurt, you shouldn't have racist friends.
Get some of that alone, bass man. Out of your voice.
I'm sorry. I have bass. That's what I got for Christmas this year.
Oh, okay.
Wow. But we have
all
to,
I get for
just this year.
Well,
wow.
We have to remember that they about to go at it. So I'm ringing the bell. Ding ding ding. We have to remember that we have people out there that are in need, and if you could just remember the ones who don't have don't have anything. We're not talking about the ones that are limited to, but the ones that just don't have. And just remember that we have to watch out for them and pray for them and try to give them share some of what you have. So mm-hmm. Hey, just say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, however you want to say Happy Holidays for the ones who is trying to take Christ out of Christmas. And
isn't there a war on Christmas?
A war on Christmas?
I keep hearing that on Fox News. It's a war on Christmas.
Oh, really?
In the malls. That's it.
Wow.
In the federal buildings, they're taking Christmas trees down and all that kind of stuff.
Right. I don't know. I really don't know.
And they don't like you to say Christ at all. Saying Christ now is like a bad word.
Really?
That ain't true.
It is true. You go in the White House and talk about some Christ. Well, see what happened to you.
Well, I mean,
don't like
hey.
The look of it.
Hey, they don't.
I guess they'd rather you talk about the Antichrist than Christ. That's the messed up part about it. But anyway.
They're willing to give credence to so much other stuff.
You know what? Speaking of which, last week I heard that I got some pastors listening to Rescue Nation Radio.
Pastors need to listen to Rescue Nation Radio.
But some pastor on West Florissant, I'm not going to say the church.
Uh-oh.
Not my church, Greater Pentecostal.
There's like 1,000 churches on West Florissant, too.
Exactly. They know who they are when I say this. They talked about me at their church, talking about it's a preacher that carry a pistol.
How many?
There's been a lot of preachers in St. Louis that have carried a pistol.
Right.
I've seen a couple people bust off caps.
Right. Have you even been out of St. Louis where they do it all the time in New York? Come
on. Where is it in the Bible that you can't do conceal to carry? Or where is it in the Bible that you can't hunt?
As a matter of fact, in the Bible, there was David and his mighty men, his warriors that always killed a bunch of people whenever they went into battle.
Exactly.
They had swords.
Well, this pastor, whoever they are, had a gripe against the triple P statement, pistol packing preacher. Man. So
that's,
you know,
all they caught.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this though, all due respect, because now I'm a pastor, and I'll be a pastor pretty soon. So we on the same level. But you could kick rocks with flip flops with razors taped to your toes. That's all I gotta say. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
Painful.
You could have just shot him.
Right. What about the salt and the lemon in the wounds afterwards?
You silly dad. That's wrong.
That is not a Christian thing to even think about.
But and I mean,
torture.
I mean, you have to look at the time and the day that we're living in. You know what I'm saying? I mean, God, you just got to be. Oh my God, you just got to
see your phone blowing up already. See, people don't like you. I want you to meet me on West Lawson.
So you know,
triple P.
It's all good. But anyway, so what are you all doing for the holiday? Tell me what's up.
Absolutely nothing.
Most people.
Family.
Good. What else?
That's
food?
It.
Movies.
We have Netflix.
Games.
Netflix is of God.
Cool. Netflix is of God. You know, hey, it's a movie on Netflix that I like. I think it's called something about a guy. The Encounter.
Oh, I've seen that. Is that about the lady who meets the guy who turns out to be Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a whole group of them.
Yeah,
right.
A group of people who's traveling down the road. They go to this diner, mm-hmm. right? They go to the diner.
Yep.
And then the man is Jesus. His real name is Jesus. Like, mm-hmm. what's up, Jesus? Mm-hmm. Hey, what's going on? Mm-hmm. What's crack-a-lacking? You know what I'm saying? Then the one guy,
DeVille,
the businessman, mm-hmm. right? The businessman, he did not denounce Jesus. Then, you know what I'm saying? He called DeVille, yeah, the devil guy. And, you know, bingo.
Right.
Yeah. It's a lot of nice little faith-based movies on Netflix. You should check it out.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it's a lot of healthy.
A lot of great Christmas movies on Netflix right now. Oh, check it out.
I like The Elf.
Elf with mm-hmm. Will Ferrell.
Really good.
Really?
Santa! Wow.
I don't want to stop singing. I'm singing loudly.
Alrighty then.
I mean, y'all, you want to act out the movie? Let's do the thing.
That is the movie. I don't
Did
care.
Did he just do that, man?
Yes.
Not that.
Hey, man, props to Hernandez, man. He know the movie, see?
Wow. Hey, he know.
I know my solenoid.
Should be a movie critic.
I am. I just don't get paid for it.
Yeah, that Tom Cruise movie sucked, by the way.
Did I it? Told you.
It was that bad?
It was horrible.
Jack Reacher? Oh, that yeah, dude.
What was the name of it?
Reacher?
Jack Reacher.
Reacher. Yeah, Jack Reacher.
I knew that was dumb.
Don't waste your time. Me and Janae went. I'm this the whole movie, Janae's looking at it, right? And this is what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Are y'all going to go see Django Unchained?
I'm going to see Django.
This is
I'm
40. Ready. I want to see that.
I'm mad.
This is 40 too. That's on the list.
That's so bad.
Ever since Knocked Up, me and my wife have been on this, on that. On
Knocked
those
Up.
Movies. Yeah.
Ever since she got knocked up.
Yeah.
You expecting another child?
No, ever since the movie knocked up.
Oh, okay, okay.
Make
I was like,
plain,
wow, man. You need to put that up.
We be trying to.
Well, I got your back for that one, man.
See,
so.
Man, just
usually I take every Thursday. I take the time out when the movie first come out at midnight and go see the movie before it comes out, so I won't, you know, deal with.
So you saw Twilight too, huh?
Yeah, I saw Charlie too. Yeah, I like it.
Did you?
Yeah,
I mean, it was good, man.
It
Shut
was
up.
Good to me.
Really?
Yeah, it was. Good.
You did too. Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, your girl takes you to everything.
The war at the end was like off the chain to me,
yes,
man.
Yes, that was dope.
And then after a while, it wasn't real.
Yeah, it was.
It was based on you make a decision from a vision.
Yeah.
If this is what you want to do?
Did you just ruin the movie? You just ruined the twist.
Yeah, we have traditional
the
people
M.
listening.
M. Night
so.
Shyamalan twist.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
You
it
wish was, it was M. Night that
I
was
mean,
doing this movie.
You know, people preach against going to the show, but I don't know that whole thing there. But anyway.
Movies are interesting.
It was. You saw it?
No, I will never see Twilight.
You're
that
lying.
Last Twilight, no. Oh. Unless it comes on cable and I'm like really bored.
Or Redbox for $1.29.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that, you know, the whole demonic influence that people talk about, I mean, it's not as demonic as some movies that we see on regular TV.
If you're open to spiritual things, you can know what in movies are like those Paranormal Activity movies. You know, that's some demonic stuff, and you know, and you, nobody hears about the after stories when people go and rent this on video and go commit suicide and all this crazy stuff. All that happens, but you know, Christians don't have to worry about that kind of stuff because we are. Say it with me now.
covered.
Right.
You didn't see
and, and that's my thing. Covered. Mm-hmm. Covered. Yes. Covered. Like with mandates and no.
See, I didn't do that. That was him.
The thing is though, man, that most people have an issue with Twilight, but Twilight didn't really. I mean, look at True Blood on television. You know, that comes.
That's
on
a guilty pleasure. I'm
that,
sorry.
That comes on regular television. Then you got this new thing, terror, horror,
American House. Horror Story.
Oh, that show
that's
is
demonic.
That's got some demons in it.
Now that's demonic.
Woo, that show is demonic.
I mean, all Twilight has is lion, tigers, and bears. Oh my, you know what I'm saying? I mean, for real. I mean, if you're going to be honest about it, you know.
But you know, they're doing that now. They're doing the more old school vampires and zombies and stuff and putting the new M. Night Shyamalan twist on it of the 21st century.
Uh-huh.
But it's all the same stuff.
Yes.
He's the worst director of horror movies ever.
But don't sleep because that Will Smith movie he's got coming out. With Will and Jaden Smith, that's gonna be off the chain.
It's movie coming out on a Christmas Day. I think it's a war movie or something like
Jamie
that.
Jamie Foxx?
No, that's Django.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx. Yes,
yeah, that's Django Unchained.
That's coming out. There's another one coming about some gangsters or something like that. I love gangster movies.
Oh, my dad does too. Gangster Squad.
Yeah, Gangster Squad. Then did you see the preview for G.I. Joe's?
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God. That is going to be.
They've been pushing that movie back for so long. I hope they go ahead and come out with it because this is going to be The Rock's best movie to date.
Yeah, it's nice. I love Rock, man. Rock, that dude, Rock, man. Then the old dude that's with him, Mark something.
The dude from Magic Mike.
Yeah, yeah. He's getting a lot of movies.
Channing Tatum.
Oh, yeah. That's my wife's Caucasian
cheater
husband. She gets Channing Tatum. I get Kerry Washington.
Right.
Yes.
She be
scandal.
Like, she be like, he has abs, baby. You have an ab.
You got an asp. You got an asterisk.
Wow. Man, y'all crazy, man. We want to say congratulations, man, to the Parker family, man. Kevin, guy from my church today, got married.
Congrats,
man.
You too.
It was a beautiful wedding, man.
Congratulations on the marriage. The battle begins.
This is the first wedding I've seen with small people in it. You know what I'm saying?
What is that supposed to be?
No, I mean, you know, usually see weddings and it's like SeaWorld. I mean, you.
So you're saying that the people are overweight? As the overweight person at the table, I don't appreciate that.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, this is the first one I've seen where bridesmaids wasn't all, you know.
Wearing the drapes.
Quicksand, Doc.
Yeah, wearing the drapes.
You in quicksand.
It was a beautiful wedding. That's all I'm trying to say.
Call in right now, 969-6900, so we can change the subject. What are you going to be doing for the holiday season? Let Rescue Nation know.
Oh, my God.
Boy, you know you was in quicksand on that one, dude.
You tried to throw a lifeline, but you know.
Oh, my God.
It was slowly sinking, and he know it, too.
He was sinking.
So check this out. Listen, we want to know what you're doing for the holiday season, but also, man.
Where the watch night services at?
Yeah, what are watch night services at?
Call in and tell us what the watch night services are.
On New Year's?
Yes, on New Year's Eve.
Eve, yeah. You know,
on the east side, 874-5785. Call us, let us know.
618.
They know they're on the east side.
Some don't.
Question, I was talking to a friend today, and we were talking about watch night. I remember you said something a while ago. How did the watch night start?
Watch night started in during slavery days.
Uh-huh.
It was... The only time that from what I understand, it was the only time that the slave masters let them off or something like that. And then they got together and prayed the new year out. And that became their tradition. And then it came into the church when African-Americans established, the Protestant chapter of the church. They brought that over into it. So it was more like a celebratory thing when it first started. But as it grew, Christianity became more prevalent. It got more of God into it. But it's not a biblically ordained thing.
They'll call you the historian of the show.
Yeah, because the thing is, though, that we do this watch night service thing, and it has become traditional. And I was talking to somebody today that, you know, watch night to me, sometimes I understand it. I understand the praying and all that stuff and fasting. And it's great. I mean, it's great. But however... It's somewhat of a disappointment to people because you You go on your knees at 11:55. Mm-hmm. You have made all these New Year's resolutions in 2012. Mm-hmm. You didn't fulfill those, and now you're adding 5 more or 10 more to 2013. Mm-hmm. So now you're making yourself go into a depressed state of mind, the fact that you wasn't able to fulfill these New Year's resolutions for 2012. And I feel that churches need to, you go on a night watch service, but while you're on your knees at 11:55, at least leave what you have in 11:55 instead of bringing it over to 2013, you know, 12 o'clock. But you're still just really just getting off your knees, praying, God, I thank you for this year, this, that, and the other. And you're still leaving, getting off your knees the same way that you went down.
That's true. Because I always was taught in Watch Night Service that it's not about you praying for stuff that you want. It's about thanking God for bringing you through all the stuff that you messed
right,
up on
right.
this
you know,
year.
I feel you.
And
you know,
getting repentance for some stuff that you know you've done wrong.
Right.
And a lot of people go into it thinking that, oh, well, this is my time just to think about what I want for the upcoming year. No, it should be your time to reflect on the past year.
Right.
What have I done wrong? Where did I fail right. God? Where did I fall short as a person in my community, in my family, on a job, all of these things, in my church?
Right.
And we don't take that time to reflect. We were talking about it last week. When there's a mass shooting happens, then everybody want to reflect all day long.
Pray, right. Jesus, but you could have did a prevention.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Carly, you on the line. What's up?
Well, hello. This is Pastor Applewhite.
Hey, Pastor Applewhite, we love you.
We love Pastor Applewhite.
I love you all, too. I was calling, you know you wrong for that comment about the wedding.
Ooh, I told him, Pastor. I told him.
I was going to call in. But nah, but I feel you, though. I understand.
See, but she knows. She officiates some of your weddings.
I mean, I ain't got Pastor Applewhite.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying this is the first wedding I've seen to where we didn't have four-figured women in the wedding party. That's all I'm saying. You know, I was surprised.
Like I always tell them, four-figured women cannot wear everything that small-figured women wear.
Amen.
It just don't look right. It don't look right.
That's a word from the Lord.
Yeah, I tell them sanctify it.
Yes, sanctify. That's it.
Wow.
Consecrate yourself.
Stupid.
So, I love you all. I just want to call and mess with you.
We love you too. What? So, are you all having night watch service?
No, me and my husband, we're gonna Deacon Applewhite. We're gonna be watching it right on at home.
All right. Well, praise God. Y'all all take right. it easy. And
we're watching it together.
That's right. That's a good thing.
Have Mama Brown told you the news?
No. What
about Rescue Church coming?
Well, I already knew that, but God.
Yeah.
When?
She's my girlfriend mode on you.
March 31st.
Okay, we'll be there.
No, you're going to have service that Sunday. That's Easter Sunday.
What time you start?
10:30.
Okay, I'll start to 1.
Oh, yeah, there. All right, okay, bless God. I love you for that.
Love you, so you got to keep me informed on the time, you know, where it's going to be at and everything.
I'm quite sure Hernandez is having it on Facebook.
Okay. If he doesn't already.
Yeah, Hernandez, you be having everything on Facebook. I'll be enjoying that.
Yes, man. That's what I'm here for.
That's right.
For your enjoyment. That's right.
We thank God for you, Pastor Applewhite.
I love you all.
Same here.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you.
That's
all.
The great. That's the great Pastor Applewhite, man. She's an awesome woman of God, man.
Amen.
Awesome. Do you know Pastor? Have you met?
I haven't met her.
You met her before?
Yeah. We went to church before.
Real pretty lady.
What's the name of the church?
Tall, pretty lady. Light skin, light complected. She's real sweet.
Okay.
Anointed. Yeah, wonderful, man.
Can't wait to meet her.
She do stuff with flavor.
That's right.
Matter of fact, you saw her at Mother's Brown birthday party.
Yeah, she was there.
Oh, so many people.
No, she was the one I hugged. A light skinned lady with the
you had to be there.
Okay.
To all those listening.
Okay, I've seen her, but I still need to meet her.
Okay.
So I can't wait to meet you.
She's a great woman. So what were we talking? Okay, the night watch thing. I just have an issue with this whole night watch thing because I feel that most people they get on their knees at 11:55, then they get up, right? They get up, and then there's no change. Mm-hmm. There's no transformation going on. They just really getting up from their last year and going into a new year with the same issues and the same problem. And us as leaders, we pray this is going to be the year of release. This is the year of
Lord,
this.
I'd
this is the year of
leave.
That. And then my thing is this, and I told, and I some leaders could steal this, why don't we come up with
they always do.
Goals or things that we could work towards as a people. and not just as an individual. Mm-hmm. That means that why don't you come together as a church? And if we work on these goals as a church, then they'll be willing to work on their goals individually to where just take one at a time, but you assist these people in reaching their goals. Now, goals that are reachable, not goals that are unreachable.
Right. Yeah, let's make sure that everybody in our congregation has a job. Or let's make sure that everybody in the congregation has affordable child care. Or if someone is without health care, that we all are collectively doing what we can to help when we can. I mean, they're just common sense things that, you know, the Bible speaks very plainly about these things. Just like the man taking the lame man through the floor to get to Jesus. There are things that we have to do as a body of people together to help get each other to Christ.
Right.
Because sometimes they can't get there by themselves.
But also taking the time out to thank God for all the blessings. Not even just talking about the things that he actually bestowed upon your life or all the heartache. Just thank God for just waking up in your right mind and making sure that, you know, praising God that your house didn't catch on fire, that when you were driving down the street, you know, God kept you from getting into a car accident. So it's just a lot of things that we also got to give God praise for and just saying, well, God, I need you to do this. I need this. Don't just go to God for just things that can just perish. Just thank God for you just having your mind and your health and your strength and your family.
Right.
So that's the time.
Because a lot of people don't really know how to really praise and worship God, especially during a watch night service when you're supposed to be letting all of those old things off. Because in your worship, if you are only thinking about the, well, I had money in my pocket and I had this and I had that, you know, dangers seen and unseen have been kept from you.
Right.
Sickness and disease, demonic right. impartation, possession, all of these things have that the Lord has spared you from. And I love it when it's said in church. When I think about the goodness of Jesus mm-hmm. and all that he's done for
Hello.
Me, your soul automatically should cry out hallelujah. Right. And when you're in that mode, when you're worshiping God and thinking about those things, that's when you get that release. Mm-hmm. You get the release off of all of those bad things that happened during the year. Because, you know, let's face it, some of our years have been kind of messed up.
Right.
I know mine has, but right. We can't dwell on what did not come to pass. We need to dwell on what God has brought to pass.
But you also need to dwell on what happened good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You yeah. cannot tell me someone has gone through the whole year and not receive some type of blessing.
Amen.
That you are able to reflect on and say, I appreciate that moment or I appreciate that time. The problem is, it's true enough that some of our problems outweigh our positives. You know, our negatives outweighs our positives. But sometimes you need to take time to reflect on the positive of what God. I mean, life alone. I mean, some of us who want life, mm-hmm. life alone. The fact that you was able to pay at least some of your bills, if not all. The fact that you was able to feel love from a family member or the fact that you're able to enjoy some type of party or something that made you smile. What was that thing that allowed you to smile for that year? Mm-hmm. And the problem is that we reflect on the negative more than the positive, and then that causes us to go backwards or to reflect on, like, well, I wish I would have had this. You know what I'm saying?
But some right. of that stuff that God may not even want you to have, and you're just asking, I need this and I need that. And then you'd be praying that one thing that you've asked for out of your life. If it's a male, a mate, any type of car, like, just for instance, you may have a car bill that you're like, I want this car, and it's $40,000. And then you're like, oh my God, it's like $600 a month, not even
that ain't
insurance.
God.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you act, God knows exactly what you need. And even like, like, for instance, for me, like, a couple of times God saved my soul. I know for a fact that I might have left the house and I'm like, oh, I forgot something.
He saved your soul a couple of times?
Saved my life.
Oh, okay.
Because, seriously, I've driven out the house and then I come back and I'm like, when I go back to that same spot, next thing I know, people are in a car accident. I'm like, I was supposed to have been right there at that particular point of time. That could have been me, you know? Mm-hmm, so it's right. like, thank God you saved me and you spared me just for that. So
he saved your life.
Save my life, save my soul, whatever. I mean,
should have
saved
your soul a long time ago on the cross.
Wait a minute. Right. I am
exactly.
saved.
He died.
Don't play me.
Exactly.
On the cross.
He saved my soul. Yes.
That's just country words that I've had to use.
Thank you.
Turn down your radio. Turn
that
down.
Hey, you know, you always got the one woman at the church that ain't, she's not quite churched yet. And she just starts going, thank you.
Oh, Jesus. Scaring the Jesus out of me. Lord, could you just turn down your volume?
Oh, my
but
God.
That's the funniest,
you're
though.
Just fine.
That'd be the funniest all the time, man.
And they say, I caught the spirit.
Like it's a disease. I caught the Holy Ghost. I caught it.
I caught the spirit.
You're supposed to come in with the spirit. It's supposed to be in you.
My cousin said she visited church one time, and she said, you know, cuz, I caught the spirit, and they told me that I shouldn't have did that.
Wow, really? What? I thought that was the point.
I said, what glove you use? Y'all ignorant. Oh, my God. Man, what was he talking about? Okay. Night watch service.
Okay. End of the year. Year in review.
End of the year. Exactly. Now this is an issue that I have, too, is that, you know, some things we do are just so traditional.
Yeah.
That we don't even attract a different group of people to come because they're just expecting us to. They're going to have service. They're going to pray. People going to sing. They're going to march down the aisle. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have this, that, that. But we never really attract more people or different people to the church, you know, through night watch service. I think that every service we have should be some type of drawing card for people to be changed, you know?
That's true. Right. That's true. And a lot of times it seems like watch night is for the already saved. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really seems like that to me because I've never been to a watch night service where there was an actual altar call where people came up, got saved, got delivered, and baptized right on the spot. I think I may have been to one. And there are very few times where there are any deliverance in watch night services. It's the singing, and then 11 o'clock come, and you get into prayer mode, and then by 12, you're out of there.
Well, I've been to a couple of deliverance services, but it's always been in the country, so in Louisiana. So,
but see, they believe in deliverance out there.
Right, all the time. It don't even matter what
day
it is.
We need some deliverance services in St. Louis. Rescue Church, deliverance service.
Coming soon.
Chilling circuit.
Yeah,
coming soon.
And that's what I like about Rescue Church is that they want to attract people that have been rejected, been talked about, been misused, kicked to the curb, those that's been hurt, you know, and then they get a place to where they can feel free and not be judged for their yesterday.
Right. That's true. That's true. Somebody's right now is in a place where I don't have a church home and I don't know what to do, or you may be driving through St. Louis listening to this right now and wondering, what are these guys talking about? We're talking about your salvation, and we're talking about making a conscious choice, not waiting until 11:59 on New Year's Eve.
Because it may be too late.
You may not make
it right now.
I remember talking to people back in the day, hey, you going to make it to watch tonight? I said, oh, yeah, I'll be there. Next thing you know, hey, they never made it. Mm-mm. And we'll never make it to another service again. And, you know, I say it, and it's funny, but it's very true. Mr. Brown say people is dying that ain't never died before.
It's a dude, Stu.
And it's... Y'all was people's is dying, and they ain't never died before. So
watch too much TV.
I'm just saying. It's a true saying.
Yeah, that is true. Somebody died today that didn't die before. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Oh, we got a funeral tomorrow at church.
Really?
Yeah, we do.
Why, and have you noticed all the funerals at the end of this year?
Yeah.
It's been a lot of people passing, and there's been a lot of funerals, and you know, not to mention the 20 or so funerals we've just had this week for the Sandy Hook shooting.
Yeah, that was
that's hard, man.
That was
especially
hard
for kids, and then they show the picture of the kid, and that's like,
yeah, why they do that?
Oh, that's so horrible.
Don't
to
show
me.
The kid, man. I mean, God, I'm up here eating a sandwich, and you show the kid dying, and then I'm all sad. I don't want to eat no more.
I don't think it's for the reasons that they say it's for. I'm not sure if they're trying to do something. They're not trying to inform us about anything. They're trying to depress us.
Yeah.
To make us get into a mode to do something.
The NRA made a.
Don't talk about that. That was so stupid.
They sent out an email today.
No, they did a press conference. I saw that press conference.
They sent out an email today where they said this would have never happened if. Or they said if you want to know how to protect your kids, you know, you need to arm yourself or whatever. Is that right?
The dude basically said for the only thing that can stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. That was their only.
Yeah.
Come back for that.
What if the bad guys are better shoot?
Exactly. And then there was a question like, okay, so you want teachers to have guns in schools. My brother's trying to be a teacher. What if my brother doesn't want to carry a gun in the schoolhouse? So the guy said, oh, well, he can't be my son's teacher. So you want to get some dummy with a gun instead of somebody that's educated that doesn't want to have a gun. I mean, where?
The dummy with the gun.
Exactly. Because that's who shoots people, dummies with guns.
Oh, the dummy with the gun.
I mean, and then have you heard about the dude? What did this happen where the guy came in the barbershop and they were talking about the shooting and then he went to his car and then shot at the dude's feet?
Huh? Sometimes you feel like a
Was that his, was that here? Yeah, that was here in St. Louis.
What happened?
There was a two guys were having an argument in the barbershop about the Sandy Hook shooting.
Uh-huh.
So one dude went to his car, got his gun,
uh-huh,
came back in the barbershop and started shooting at the dude's feet.
Did he dance?
He better had, or he'd have got shot in the feet.
You know, you should give that man some shout music just for being just jumping around, just as I shoot at your feet. Come on now. Was he dancing?
Pow! Pow!
No, pat, 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 pat.
Stop shooting that little stuff.
Y'all silly, man.
But anyway, and then the little boy that came to school with the gun and say, I'm protecting myself from people that want to come to school and kill me. And at the same time, he's out on recess pointing the gun at people.
Wow.
So that's more guns right there. That's not solving any problems. I think it's causing more problems.
I believe that there should be some type of mandate placed upon this whole concealed carry rule that is that they have passed. For one, I feel that they shouldn't allow the guns to take place or you receive your firearm so quickly. I think there should be like a 3-week hold to where you get.
There's already a 3-day hold, and they're trying to get that shorter.
No, it's not a 3-day hold.
It's a 3-day.
No, honestly, no. Because
72 hours.
No, no. I went to go.
Well, we talking about Missouri now. Hold on. That's supposed to be the national. What is the Missouri?
The Missouri. I mean, if you get they'll run your stuff that day, and if you approve that day, you can get your gun that day.
But I thought that was
taking a class.
No,
I thought that was a federal mandate. Oh. Right. After you take the class, then I could. Yeah.
After you take the class. But it still should be, I feel that it should be like a 3-week process to where, you know, you get a psyche evaluation, for one.
Anybody can pass or fail those at a whim, though.
No. Then you go back to, they research their history. They do a drug test. You know, I mean, what a crackhead dude would need with a gun. I mean, you know, you got drug addicts. I mean, if you got any
things to get rid of the drugs in your system.
But I'm just saying, if you do it surprisingly, you know what I'm saying? There should be some type of system set up to where you are not able to walk away with these guns that day.
But there is a system like that in place. It's not like somebody. I'm not sure about your situation. You had to take a class in order to be eligible to get that
gun. I took a class, but then when it was
time for. But you can't just walk in off the street and get a gun. You just can't do that. And now there are ways to get around that. We live in the, you know, we stay around the hood. We know ways around that.
Like breaking somebody's house and just take theirs.
Or go to old boy that be selling the guns and get one from him.
What about pawn shops? Like
pawn shops?
Now that's my problem. That's where I'm going with that. I feel that pawn shops shouldn't be able to sell guns.
They shouldn't, but I think they're lax because they're pawn shops.
Because
somebody comes in and they sell a gun, and then that pawn shop has to get rid of the gun, or after a certain amount of time, it has to go, you know, back to the, what do they call it, the police buybacks or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for them to get their money, they go back around and resell the gun.
It was a situation with a young man. He sold his DJ equipment and all that for a gun, and the guy gave him the gun that day, and he went home and killed himself.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? So there should be some type of a rule or something put in place to where these people are not able to get these guns right away. It has to be.
And then what's up with technology now that we can't do something better than the traditional gun? I mean, with bullets and things like that. What happened to the old Star Trek stuff, the stun guns?
They're called tasers.
We need to get better tasers. We need to upgrade them to phasers. Upgrade from tasers to phasers. Put it on stun, and we won't have nobody getting, you know, shot up. Stun them, and they gone.
Well, I feel that people first need to be educated more on how to use a gun, how to carry a gun. I mean, that one class for those 2 days, I feel, is not enough.
It isn't. Especially if you're going to be carrying, if you have a concealed carry permit, you should always be refreshing on your gun safety, because just like and my friend is dealing with that now, a young man in U City found his parents' gun, and him and his friend was playing, and he shot his friend.
Wow.
And now they've been dealing with that for all week, and then there was another shooting in U City. Now they have to deal with that as well.
This is so random. I want some Mexican food.
What?
I saw Tom and just wanted some Mexican food. I don't know why.
Tom just made you think of Mexican.
I don't know why. Tom just made me think of Mexican food.
Tom.
Hey, Tom. Happy holidays, man. I want some Mexican food. I don't know why.
The refried bean looked to him.
That is so uncalled.
I don't know why. I just.
We talking about, we went from guns to Mexican food.
I mean, that was so random. I'm
this
sorry.
This is a random show.
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, we're on
if
target.
If you listen from week to week, that in 2013, I'm telling you, you got to listen to this show each and every week. You never know what we're going to talk about.
Nice subliminal messages.
I just.
You got to keep it. Keep
man.
Going. Every week, Saturday, 3
enchilada
o'clock.
Enchilada or something. You know, it's a,
enchilada.
Yeah, that's
hey, now you're making me hungry, man.
Doesn't take much now, does it?
You know what? You got your friend over there. That's okay.
Oh,
turn
my
around.
God. He said it doesn't take.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
That fragrance you have on it, what is that?
It's ham.
It's
not nice.
At least I wear ham. You wear spam. You wear the cheap version.
The
ham thing wasn't funny
the
either.
It wasn't at all.
Spam. Get rid of that.
Oh man.
Try a new joke.
Spammer.
Agreed.
Anyway, so Night Watch the guns. How did we get on the gun topic? But
yes.
Anyway,
year in review. Talking about what we know about the year.
Okay. What the thing is that you definitely. I feel that it should be something to where we can have some type of law passed to where. People have to go through this whole process to get guns better than what we have. Then you got some of everybody carrying guns now.
That's true.
Everybody. And yeah, I mean, they might be able to use these guns at any time, road rage or whatever. You know, it's not right.
Oh man, I saw somebody had this on the news this past week. This guy in Melbourne, England, the most extreme road rage ever caught on film. This guy got cut off, or he was trying to get by this guy, and this dude went crazy. He started going backwards, following the dude. The dude trying to get away from him. He on the phone calling the police. Man, this dude is chasing me. The dude jumped on the hood of his car and beat it in with his fist.
Oh
he
God.
Had to drive off and make the dude roll off. This is how crazy people is.
What city was this?
This is in Melbourne, Australia. It's in Australia.
Wow.
Where the kangaroos live. But anyway... These people are crazy.
Right. Have you ever tasted kangaroo meat? I mean,
did you really go there? Sean, did you go there for real, man? Did you? I have a great anecdote. And this dude talking about.
Oh, wow.
You really hungry.
I am, man. I really am.
All right, call in right now, 969-6900. We want to do a telethon to get Sean some meat. Call
Wait
in
a minute.
Right now. Anything that you can muster. Piece of cheese.
My mom told me. My mom told me don't eat everyone's spaghetti, so don't bring spaghetti.
That's true.
Eat everyone's cooking. Period.
People cook with witchcraft.
Oh my God!
I'm serious. People do cook with witchcraft. They put some wolf's bane in your stuff, and you won't know what's wrong with
Did
you.
Did he say wolf bane?
Wolf's bane. Yes.
You got
eye
issues.
Of newt.
Big one.
When the last time you had your psyche?
Who house did you go over?
Hey, I'm just a well-educated person. I have read books where they
Nobody's
talk about.
Okay,
you.
Okay,
Ignores
okay.
Your
Hernandez, look at me. What person do you know of this will do that to you?
A lot of Creole women that make sure
that's your fault. That's that all I'm gonna say.
Bury your underwear in the yard. You can leave.
What
wow.
Kind of, what kind of randomness is
that's
that?
Not true.
Hey, mm-mm. Now we're starting to talk about voodoo and witchcraft.
See,
this is a whole
again.
Year-end show. This is all.
This is our last show this year, isn't it?
I think this is.
No, we got one more.
We got next Saturday.
You
next
coming
Saturday.
In here next Saturday?
What's next Saturday?
29th.
Saturday after Christmas.
29th.
So what's wrong with coming in next Saturday?
I don't know. I'm just not planning on it.
Oh, okay.
But I'll call.
Listen.
Just to say.
Next Saturday. We don't need you to. Next Saturday.
You said it. You actually said it for yourself.
Exactly. You know,
I'm going to come in now.
Next Saturday, we will go through mostly everything we talked about last year. We will have a last end celebration. I wish we could put something together to where we could just not be here and just play all the old shows like in one
rescued year end.
But no, we're going to come in hard next week and we're going to talk about everybody. So
notice prepared. He's going to talk about everybody. Yeah, we're going to talk about issues.
You know, I don't care. So really don't. Next year, man, I mean, next week, man, we're going to do a whole recap of all our shows. We have had some good shows and this has been a good year. And believe it or not, we'll be back next year at, what station? KSTL
69.
No, I got confused because it was like Shine 690. I was thinking KSTL.
Still KSTL Shine 690.
We will be here next year, same time. But next year, man, we will have more schedule if PK get on his job, you know.
I can't make you people do anything.
Whatever. You people?
Right. Yeah, you people.
I like that statement.
No, and he's the peasant.
I'm Puerto Rican.
Right.
He'll go there to his grave talking about that.
You're the help.
I'm Puerto Rican.
I'm mixed too, so I don't throw that up.
Mixed with pickles. Anyway.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you, Bill Cosby. Dude, in 2013.
Yeah.
Sound effects.
Hey, you know
come
what?
With them.
You know what?
Better have some.
2013, I think Shamika's going to wreck you.
Good. Yes.
In 2013, she wrecked a cheeseburger. She ain't gonna wreck me.
Oh.
Because I'm gonna buy her several cheeseburgers.
Really, Grimace? You can do that. You have stock in McDonald's, so you can. And a lot stocked in that stomach. So.
Oh, right. Got a weight problem.
End of the year, she has been ripping you up, man.
But that's all right.
Did she just say that? He is the spokesperson for McDonald's?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You have lots of stock in it.
You have lots of stock in McDonald's. Wow. You going to let her do that, man?
That's all right. She got
you know, that's in Hernandez stock, and he got nothing but cheeseburgers sitting in the stocking right now.
Listen, man. Real talk, y'all.
That's a good Christmas present.
Y'all.
Anybody in radio land.
Man, they hopefully next year we might have new host.
Maybe. I'm going to have to take this.
Listen, next year I do want us to add a younger face to Rescue Nation.
I tried that earlier in the year. Nobody bit. We were looking for a teenager to add to our show.
Yeah, they had to come live, man, because we had to build up Shamika because when she first started, she was such a...
Oh, what?
You was boring.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when you first started, yes. I mean, you have blossomed into the
you were just great to look at in the studio.
Radio host, man. I mean, you were phenomenal.
All right, well, I'll take that. Thank you.
There you go. Still got a little
growth
work to do.
Yeah. I don't want you to start saying nothing else.
A little.
Yeah, you know, at first we couldn't get Shamika to say nothing.
You just run on sentences and stuff.
Oh, man.
She was about to get you.
That's why I got up first. You just can't pop off on the PK.
Listen, y'all, this your boy, Shawnee Plus Wood, man. Next year, man, we're going to the last Saturday of this month, we're going to just do a recap of all the shows. And then next year, man, we're going to really do some exciting things. Hopefully, I might not be in the station as much next year.
No, they think you're better than us.
No, not for real.
I see what you're trying to do.
No, I won't be in the show as much. I mean, in the station as much. So we hopefully, if you have a young person that might be interested in radio and want to become one of the faces of Rescue Nation Brat Pack or whatever, you know, hey, send Hernandez a Facebook.
That's not a joke. Send me a
Facebook. How you put it, though?
Or call us on 314-258-1596.
That's better.
Or email us at info@rescuechurch.com or rescuenation.com. We'll get your information because we do want a younger face and somebody that's energetic and got a little charisma and a little swag. You know what I'm saying?
So, gotta have swag.
Gotta have swag, man. So, and we're going to try to take this show to another level next year. We've been going strong for a good 2 years now, right?
That's right.
Two strong years.
Some of these shows that we've done, I was just looking last night about some of our old shows. Still, like, the number one show we've done was about homosexuality and bullying. And that was the number one topic that we talked about.
That might be one. That might be the first.
You shut up, you skinny bully.
That might be the first topic this next year because bullying is getting stronger. To be honest with you,
it is.
And The same-sex marriage is like going crazy. I mean,
exactly. And we're gonna and Christians are gonna get bullied on this issue, so we're gonna have to learn how to deal with it.
That's right.
They're gonna do it. So
next year, hopefully, man, we could give you a schedule of what the shows will be and who the guests will be like 2 months ahead of time. And hopefully that'll just work out well once we stay consistent with that. So we appreciate you for listening and being a part of Rescue Nation Radio, man. We're growing, and we have grown a lot since the first time we came on this show.
That's right.
And this is will be our third year.
Three years strong.
Rescue Nation Radio. And
see, in football, on third year, we win the championship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Third year.
Shouts out to the Rams, man. Y'all suck. But we
yeah, y'all do. Man.
Hey, that's all right, though.
Couldn't you just made it to the play? You didn't have to play all. She could have just made it to the play.
Now, we had a winning season this year. We're just like slightly above 500. I'm cool.
I'm not, man.
Not
you know,
trying to win it all the time.
They won't be here for long anyway, so.
This ain't guys team no more.
I'm with you on that one.
They won't be here for long. I think they're going back to L.A., so. Listen, we'd like to thank you and appreciate you for listening to Rescue Nation Radio. We want to let you know that we love you, appreciate you. You have a wonderful Christmas, and tell somebody you love them. You know, we appreciate you for taking the time out to listen to our mess and some of our beliefs and, you know, following us on Twitter and Facebook. And remember, we'll re-air this again at 9 p.m. tonight.
I'm your boy. 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Shawnee plus Ward and
PK and
Shamika Green.
We love you, and you stay rescued, all right?
Peace. Listen to the podcast.
Sadly, we have come to the close of Rescued Radio with your hosts, Sean Ward and Hernandez Union. We pray that you have heard something that inspired you to get involved in this mission to save our young people. As parents, relatives, church, and community leaders, we have to surround them with love, understanding, and most importantly, a listening ear to hear their cries. Psalms 34:17 through 18 says,
"The righteous cry out,
and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit." To all of the young people listening to this broadcast, we care about you, and God has assigned us to you in order to help you. We need to hear from you, so we have made it possible through all of the networks. Send questions or comments via email to rescuedradio@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at Rescued Ministry, then link to Rescue Radio. We're also on Twitter at Rescued Radio. You may even send a text and receive text alerts by texting the word RESCUED to the number 313131. Finally, you can reach our ministry line in the traditional manner by calling 314-719-7132. That's 314-719-7132. Don't just sit back and do nothing, but get up and get involved. Become a mentor. Together we can rescue our young people. Thank you to our sponsor, Sanctuary Adult Program, and JC's Home Healthcare, located at 1440 1442 Chambers Road. For more information, visit www.jcservicesonline.com. Tune in next Saturday at 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. for this powerful, one-of-a-kind broadcast. Until next time, stay blessed.